K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University here on this Saturday, folks. The last day of this month, and I'm glad January is going to be in the rearview mirror here. January 31st, 2026. Thank you so much for tuning in to this latest episode of this podcast, Postcast Women's Tennis. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by and giving us a listen here. Yes, going on a Saturday. This will go up as soon as I get home. Immediately, as soon as I get home, if I don't forget. So there's that. We also got a golf episode coming out tonight as well. So, so be on the lookout for that as well. And then I'll record track. Recap the Dallas Dots Invitational after my midday short run preparations for what hope to be, hopefully, the practice half marathon. Well, sort of half practice, but it's been a minute since I ran 13 miles. So hopefully I can get to the full distance tomorrow. But anyways, circling back around to women's tennis yesterday in Kansas City, Kansas, at Homestead Country Club. Oh, man, what a valiant effort by this women's tennis team. Young core come up short yesterday afternoon in KCK. 4-2 loss over against 21st-ranked Clemson yesterday there. This is first. Hey, you should have counted those dual matches. They're there from the Jayhawk Invitational. But anyways, K-State lost their first actual head-to-head battle of the 2026 season there. They didn't win a doubles point there. We'll get into that in just a second there as well. Our girl, starting right off with her, Marlugu C. Yes, sir, Marlugu Cosmajaw. And I started to say the last name. I haven't said it until this year, or actually late last semester. I haven't started saying their names. I'm talking about the now sisters on the team. It was Marlugu. Since her freshman year, now she has her sister, Mata, on the team there as well. I talked about that in one of the recordings. I think it was the tennis preview that came out yesterday there as well. So, go check that out there as well. And, of course, got the only win in the singles match. They did pick up a doubles win. Well, I thought it would kind of carry them, but it did not. But Marlugu did secure the only singles win for the K-State yesterday by sweeping, I'm going to have to go and check the list out here, by sweeping Gorin 6-3, 6-2 in that there as well. And we had a new person on here that I did not mention in that pre-K-State tennis preview. Freshman Varvara Brnovic. that name was not on the roster when I went through it yesterday. She and Diana Somolaska there, they're up by two in a doubles play there. And of course, you know my stance on with these you might as well just finish it. I just don't know. They're up 2 points on their doubles match, their doubles opponent there before. This was the number three matchup in doubles before they stopped it. I just don't understand. It's the rules, but I don't understand. If you're not gonna play it, then why not? Just don't play it. Just don't play it. That's all with that there as well. But yeah, Jordan Smith, we'll get in him here. Actually, no, we're gonna get into all the results first before we get to the head coach Jordan Smith. This is the Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State sports. Clemson 21st-ranked Clemson 4. K-State Women's Tennis 2. Eddie Greer III, Pro Bunch of Podcast, all things K-State sports postcast. Yesterday, in Kansas City, Kansas, home game for K-State Women's Tennis. Valiant effort there. Number 21st team in the country when it comes to women's tennis, but come up falls a little bit shy of that. We already said Marlugu C over Jay Groen 6-3, 6-3. Now zip there as Sasha Kislova lost her number two match to Romana Zakova 6-1, 6-3. Sorry, I shouldn't even try. Modesty ended up losing. So she had a streak coming in here. She was on a roll dating back to late November. The last time she hit faced off in a singles match, she lost. That's a rarity. that's a rarity there. She was on a roll prior to this loss. She lost to Rhea Bacta in three sets, 7-5, 6-4, and 6-4. Diane Simulaska lost her single. Yeah, like I said, Marlogo was the only person that won. Diane Simulaska lost in straight sets, 6-1, 6-3. Chanel Rasmova was actually, she won her match. Hey, wait, hold on. No, never mind. My bad. She was in her third set. She won the first set, 6-4, and then lost the second set, 6-4. And then third set was suspended due to apparently Clemson clinching the final spot there, win there. And then, of course, Varvara Brnovic, her first match as a collegiate at K-State, lost in straight sets, 6-4, 6-4, and of course, the Cosmojaw sisters, hey, so it was a good day for Marlogo yesterday. They ended up winning, beating Jay Groen and Ronin Oakawi 6-2. Yes, well, so Marlogo C went undefeated. She ended up winning single, number one match, which again, if K-State is going to have success in the spring semester, obviously, in the actual season, then they're going to have to lean on her. And I'm surprised, actually. It's not no shade on Sasha. I'm surprised Mata isn't number two player. Just saying, just putting that out there. Speaking of Sasha, Shazakova, Keslova, and Chanel Rasmova, they ended up winning their match, so it was like they won two sets. Yeah, it says it's straight up. It says defeat. Number two, Ramona and Gayla, 6-3. So I don't know what's going on. We're missing the point here. What's going on here? So something's amiss. Something's a mishap here. So it should be 4-3. K-State still lost, but y'all, we're missing a point right there. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, the doubles played very well yesterday. Something that we did not, this was not common last year with this team. Doubles was costly for this K-State women's tennis team. And Brnovic and Simulaska was up 5-3 in there. So, yeah, man, that's costly. You needed somebody. That Mata losing her match hurt a little bit there. But, man, so a lot to take out from this right here. K-State put up a fight here against 21st-ranked Clemson there. A lot of positives to take out of here. We're missing something here. We lost the match, but we're missing a point. If we are number one, number two doubles win, that's dumb. Head coach Jordan Smith, y'all gonna get me fired up. Y'all gonna get me fired up. I'm already fired up already. But anyways, Jordan Smith, the head coach of K-State's tennis team here after this match was over, quote, "To be honest, I didn't know what to expect coming into this match. A week ago, we couldn't field enough players to play a match. Wow. Today, we're going the distance with a top 20 team in our first match of the season. So definitely mixed feelings of being extremely proud and gutted at the same time. Overall, this team was resilient and do all they could to win today. Can't ask for more as a coach." Yes, sir. And then finishing up with him, quote, "Definitely, we have to work on some areas before next week involving emotional reactions and serving. None of these things are out of this team's ability, so I expect to see improvements quickly. We're really young with 6 of our 9 players being freshmen, so I definitely believe more experience will help us over time. Time to work even harder for next week," end quote. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State comes up short against, just like Coach Smith said, against a top 25 ranked opponent in Clemson yesterday at Kansas City, Kansas, there as well. Yeah, man, so doubles. I see that. That jumps off the page to me already there as well. So hopefully, hey, man, you can build on something. Again, building blocks. My favorite phrase I like to say on both podcasts that I do. We talked about a lot of young pieces, whether that's women's soccer, women's tennis, women's golf. Yeah, there's a lot of young pieces there, and this is a great start here. Yeah, we lost the match, but, yeah, there's a lot to learn from here, and, yeah, time to get better. But, yeah, I'm actually impressed. I'm not going to lie. Really, I'm impressed again. I mean, they had reps in the fall, the same people, and for the exception of one new person in Brnovich, but yeah, this is the same. This is the same people with the addition of Brnovich. So yeah, no. Right, and I did notice. I didn't talk about Brnovich yesterday, but I did talk about the Renfro sisters. They were not. They're probably there, but not on the roster sheet there as, or not on the roster sheet. They were probably not on the mat sheet. I'd probably say that there as well. But next up for this K-State team, yeah, they fall the 0-1 on the year. And now they're going to have face, again, some stiff competition here as the season already starting. They're going to be playing in Fayetteville, Arkansas next week. Looks like here. Yeah, next weekend when they take on Tulsa. They take on Tulsa and in Arkansas to follow that on the following day. That's the February 7th and the 8th. There, if I can pull up my calendar real quick here on the mini laptop here. Wrong direction. I'm gonna switch this to February. Yeah, so Saturday and Sunday next weekend. K-State Women's Tennis gonna play two there, and we'll see, man. They put up a heck of a battle with the 21st ranked Clemson. Now you gotta play Tulsa 5-1. Next Saturday, and you got Arkansas next Sunday as well. But I leave here. I'm head coach Smith. Yes, you feel disappointed. But I would be really encouraged there. Again, you're going to have to, again, be consistent with it. Can you be consistent? That's the question next weekend. But unfortunately, our women's tennis team lost. But hey, I think a lot of positives you could take from, especially with a young team that you got right now. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found, free and available daily, or my chance to record Kansas State content. Yes, sir, we got come at you every day. The Wildcat Bus don't stop on Friday. Nope, you're gonna see an episode today. This is gonna come out when I get home at some point, and then we got a golf episode ready to go for tonight ahead of the women's golf team back in action in Puerto Rico again. So finally, we're gonna get some nice weather, or at least some decent weather anyways, here in Kansas City, Missouri. It's probably even better right now in Puerto Rico. But yeah, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, they're free and available daily. This daily podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. And another reminder, speaking of next weekend, yeah, so me and Alex Aiden will be back recording. It's been a minute. Finally, I'll have him back on recording on Thursday night following the NKC group run. So I'm gonna have that, get together with him for a little bit. We'll discuss what will go down with the men's basketball team, really both sides, tomorrow. Men's basketball will be in action tomorrow afternoon, along with K-State women's basketball as well. So we got that. It's gonna be a busy day. So we're gonna be rocking and rolling. I'll probably record the rest of them after work on Monday, but that's never here or there right now. Focusing on that, we record on Thursday night, so those episodes, Alex, will come out on Sunday night. So that will be next Sunday, February 8th, ahead of the Daytona 500, which is the following weekend. Man, this month is going to probably fly by even faster for that. So, yeah, so there's that. But K-State women's tennis, you know, falls to 21st-ranked Clemson. 21st-ranked Clemson, 4. Kansas State, 2. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm tempted to say Kansas City, Kansas. We're in Missouri, folks. This has been another edition, postcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, cats.